Welcome to Maximum Impact, reaching you from the Citadel of Impact, Abuja, New Estate Baptist Church. We enjoin you to open your mind and connect with the Lord as we receive engrafted words. Get ready to be greatly blessed as we join His anointed servant, Pastor Abiodun Aribike.
I see him as a man of faith. He does not know. When the wife was leaving 2019 for Philippines, what was the exchange rate of the dollar at that time? 2019. Brafiku, no. Where are you, Brafiku? Where is he? What is the dollar exchange rate that time? You don't know. You see the thing. See what the Lord has done. He even forgot the dollar rate. It was like 300 or below 300. It was 360 in 2019. Remember, it was for 18 months. And they spent 36 months. The dollar rate doubled while they were there. They did not tell you about money. The man was changing naira to dollar and sending it to the family. You heard yourself, you were not allowed to work. You thought his salary increased or anything increased here. How did he survive it? God will always make a way. Hello? When last did they increase salary? When next are they going to increase salary? How much was petrol when they increased salary? How much was dollar? How much is gas? How much was kerosene? I learned kerosene is 800 per liter now. Have they increased your salary? You are still surviving. How are you stealing? What are you doing? God will still. Hello, are you here? Can I say God will still? God will still. Can I hear your voice? Say God will still make a way. Say I know and I believe. No matter what, God will still make a way. Can I say, I know and I believe? No matter what, God will still make. Do you believe that? Hello, do you believe that? Hello, do you believe that? You know those days when I was in university and I'm coming, when I'm entering Ogoma shop, one thing comes to my mind. Petty traders, school teachers, but they were sending us to the best universities in Nigeria. Paying and feeding us. When I'm coming back, just, how are these people doing it? This generation now, because of that, they say adulthood has come. You just start to. Our parents did a lot, and you must do your own. But you know what? If they survive, you will survive. Hello? If they survive, you will survive. Are we here? Okay, so it's time to increase the number of people that we send abroad for education in this church. I didn't hear you. Not for jackpot sake, but for better opportunity sake. Whatever you call it. Whatever you call it. In the midst of a darkness, our light is shining. Hello, do you understand? Don't limit your plan to the economy of a country. Expand your plan according to the economy of heaven. God will surely provide for you. Are we here in church? Can we lift your hands and let's pray together? Say, every restriction around my destiny, say, I break out of it. And I break out, I break out, I break out. Out of every restriction against my destiny, I break out, I break out, I break out. I break out, I break out, I break out. I break out, I break out, I break out. I break out of every restriction. 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 In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Listen to me. Any new experience that have limited your finances, you are breaking out of that experience. Lift your hand and say, I'm breaking out. Every financial limitation, financial restriction, I am breaking out, I break out, I break out. I come in the name of Jesus. And I break out, I break out. I break out, I break out, I break out. I come in the name of Jesus. I break out of the restriction. I break out of the restriction. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say with me, say every wall of containment. I didn't hear. Every wall of opposition. Every wall of restriction. Working against my life. Say the Lord pull you down. In the name of Jesus. Wall of containment. Walls of opposition. Walls of restriction. The Lord pull you down. 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 I arise against opposition. I move above the containment. I expand. I expand. I expand. I expand. I expand. I expand. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Are you sure you are praying? I didn't hear. Are you sure you are praying? Say every satanic border and boundary built around me. Say let them fall. Say I pass through them. I pray through them. Satanic boundaries. Satanic borders built around me. I pray through them. I pray through them. I pray through them. I pray through them. No boundaries, no borders. No boundaries, no borders. No boundaries, no borders. Every satanic boundary. Every satanic borders. I pray to them. I pray to them. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. I love praying with the elements. John 3:8. The wind, can we read it together? The wind blows where it wishes. And you hear its sound. But you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is me. Everyone who is born, who are they talking about? It's me. Me. Who are they talking about? Hello, I didn't hear you. Everybody stand up in church. Let me see your face. Let's pray. Let's pray. You have been sitting since morning. You came. You are sitting again. Sitting. You have back pain. Too much sitting causes back pain. Read what is on the screen. Let's go. The blows where it wishes. And you hear its sound. But you do not know where it comes from. Or where it goes. So, who is that? I operate like a wind. I am mysterious. Hello, are you here? If only you can imprison the wind, can you be able to imprison my destiny? Hello? Hello? Have you seen anything that wants to stop the wind before? The wind pulls them down. That is who you are. You cannot be restricted. You cannot be restricted. You pull down restriction. Why? You are a wind. You are a mystery. They hear your sound. They can't see you. It is John Cena. You can't see me. Hello. That's the wind. Whenever I come to church and I do like this, what do you mean? I'm talking about you. You are as mysterious as the wind. They can only hear the sound of you. They can't see you. They can't stop you. Nobody can imprison the wind. I pray for you. Anything restricting you, let them be pulled down by the wind of the Lord. They are pulled down by the wind of the Lord. Lift your two hands up. Say anything that have restricted me in 2022, I pull you down by the wind of the Lord. In the name of Jesus, can you pray for yourself? Everything, everything. I pull you down, I pull you down. 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 Etekeria Katala. Ebekereketeketeke. Maria Katala. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. He that did not create the heaven and earth cannot condemn you and earth, cannot do anything against you. Because you belong to the one that created the heavens and the earth. Hello, we need to pray with understanding. It's our lack of understanding that is putting us into trouble. By the power of the wind, any evil power behind miscarriage in your life, let the wind of the Lord destroy them. Let the wind of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that does not have a hand in you appearing on earth, that want to use their hands to destroy you, let the hand of the Lord destroy them. In the name of Jesus. Lift your arms. Say no containment. No opposition. No restriction. Say no restriction. No opposition. No containment. Say I come like a wind. I blow, I blow, I blow. I pull down. I blow, I pull down. I blow, I pull down. I blow, I pull down. I pull down. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Whatever is in your father's house, that is the opposition, that is the restriction, that is the containment, let the wind of the Lord visit them now. In the name of Jesus. Listen to me. When we talk about the wind, there is a spiritual dimension, there is a physical dimension. I am commanding the physical dimension. Now, in your father's house, whatever is buried there, that is against your life and destiny, physically, let the wind go and uproot them. Let the wind go now and uproot them. Let the wind go now and uproot them. In the name of Jesus, we thank you. He made his servants wings. He made his angels wings. His servants wings. His messengers wings. You are like a winter. Hello, you are like a winter. You want to go to an office, they are stopping you. Go back. Maria Katana Bakata. Ikeribo Korea Kata. Makaribo Korea. The wind does not knock before entry. Let the office be open unto you. In the name of Jesus. Anyone that have an appointment this week, let the doors be open for you. Let doors be open for you. Let doors be open for you. Let doors be open for you. In the name of Jesus. The wind does not know anybody in this church that it is here. It asks for no permission. Do you understand? It asks for no permission. Anike riakata. Yapariboko riakata. Ete reboko riakata. By the force of the wind of God, let new doors open for you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you, we glorify your name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat like a queen and like a king. Romans 4. We read from verse 17. Ah, my voice. Amen. Okay, let's go there. Romans chapter 4 from verse 17. Still talking about faith, I want to quickly mention four things about faith. I mentioned two in the first service. I want to see if I can do the four in the second service. Romans chapter 4, 17 to 20. As it is written, I have made you a father of many nations in the presence of the God in whom he believed, who gave life to the dead and caused into existence the things that do not exist. What does he do? He caused. Nothing. He calls into existence the things that do not exist. In hope, talking about Abraham, he believed against hope that he should become the father of many nations. As he had been told, so shall your offspring be. Look at 19. He did not weaken in faith when he considered his own body, which was as good as dead, since he was about 100 years old,
or where he considered the barrenness of Sarah's womb. No distrust made him waver according to the promise of God. But he grew strong in his faith and he gave glory to God, fully convinced that God was able to do what he had promised. Verse 22, let's read together. Once we go. Abraham was, is, and will be called the father of faith because of that explanation in those six verses. Faith has no respect for present circumstances. It only has respect for the word of God. Please, can you say with me? Say, faith has no respect for present circumstances. Say, faith only has respect for the word of God. Faith has no respect for prevailing circumstances. Whenever God says something, faith aligns. Faith is for the military. Obey the last command. Obey before you complain. It has no respect. It has no consideration for present realities if there is a subsisting word of God. What I'm saying is, if God have told you anything, whatever is happening now that is against that word of God, have no respect for that circumstance. If word of God, I woke up this morning, maybe I woke up and the Lord told me, with good health, I have endowed you. And then I was about coming to church, and I feel headache. Because he has told me, with good health, I will endow you. I will have no respect for the headache. I will keep moving as if there is no headache. Your problem is you respect your circumstance more than the word of God. Abraham, 100 years, 99 years, 100. Sarah, 89, 90. They were still believing God for a child. They had no respect for barrenness and biology. And anatomy, or whatever they call it. The school is almost 7 years now. Nobody has paid one error. And it was God that told him to do that. Try it. He was praying one day, and God told him, I want to take you on a journey of faith. Oh, your son of, leave the house. Move from UI. Go to Dubai. Have I shared it here before? Okay. Let me share it. Go to Dubai. So he got out of UI and he wanted to enter the world, and he told the bus conductor. God said, how will you be telling the bus conductor? God said, I should go to Dubai. And that before I get there, he will pay my transport fee. So I want to tell you that I don't have transport now. So he entered the cab. They were going. They got to Mokola. You know, when you get to Mokola, you'll be seeing Dubai up. Any bad boy here. So when they got to Mokola, he bowed down his head. Wanted to start speaking in tongues. When somebody sat near him, he lifted up his eyes, and it was our old English teacher in the secondary school. That was like 10 years after we left secondary school. They started gisting, and the English teacher paid for his transport and gave him extra money. Have your teacher ever given you money before? Teacher. The guy had no respect for the present circumstance because there was a prevailing word of God. He had respect for the word. You know many people, Peter had no respect for the prevailing wind. He walked on the water. As long as he has no respect, he was walking. But when he turned and had respect for the prevailing wind, what happened? He started sinking. That is why you are sinking. When you take your eyes off the world and you have respect for prevailing circumstances, instead of the word he has given you, you sink. Faith has no respect for prevailing circumstances. Two, thing about faith. 2 Corinthians 4:13. 2 Corinthians 4:13. I want us to read together. Let's go. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believe, and so I spoke, we also believe, and so we also. How do we know that you have the same spirit of faith? How do we know? Let's read together. Put it full on the screen for me. Can we read it? Let's go. One, two, go. Since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what has been written, I believe, and so I spoke. And we also believe, and so we. How do I know you have the spirit of faith? You say you are a believer. I was not there when you gave your life to Christ. You say you have faith. I can't see it. The way, only way I can see your faith is by what you see. You can't say anything and tell me I don't mean it. It was because I was angry. That was why I said it. You know, a drunkard that slapped his in-law did not commit an error. He has made up his mind a long time ago. It was the alcohol that now gave him confidence. Alcohol only gives confidence to do what has always been in your heart. Whatever you say out has always been in your heart. How do I know what you believe? What you say? Egba, ori ya mi o, motiku, mokbe, moku, mokbe, modara. That is what you believe. How will I interpret moku, mokbe, modara? Take it the way it sounds. Moku, I'm dead. Mokbe, I'm dead. Mogbe, I'm doomed. Modara, I'm in trouble. Yes, you are. You said it. According to your heart, you have spoken. You always say what you believe. Sir, ma, do you know the problem? We are not saying what we believe. We are not. We are not saying what we believe. What do you believe? What are your expectations? What do you believe God can do for you? Wake up in the morning, look at the mirror, say it out. Say it out. Today is a good day. Today, nobody can refuse me. Today, I am favored. Today, I am attracted to good things. Today. No, be tomorrow. Favor today. Am I composing a new song? Speak what you believe. Hello. Speak. Can I hear you say, speak what you believe? Say that, let me hear you. Look at somebody, say, speak what you believe. Tell the person, say, speak what you believe. Tell the person, say, speak what you believe. Listen. Stop speaking fear. That's your belief. Stop speaking negative things. That is your belief. What we believe is what we say. Romans 10. God is near you, in your mouth, in your heart. That is the word of faith that we... Did you see? What did they do? Proclaim. Faith is always spoken. In fact, sometimes, the more public, the better. Sometimes the more public, the better. One of my close friends, when she entered the university, we were praying one day, having our normal talk as a group. Then he said, I want to serve God on campus. Ebo, what do you think I should do on campus that I will never backslide? I said, do you do Mass 101? I said, which course do everybody do in your school? He mentioned like three. The lecture theater is filled. He said, yes, filled. I said, just move to the front of the lecture theater. Preach Christ in front of all your classmates. You will never ever backslide in your life again. All of them will become monitoring spirit and be monitoring you. Say, the guy will preach there. If you don't speak it, nobody knows about it. You are hiding. It's not working. Whatever we believe, we speak. Are you here? Ecclesiastes 5:6. And I move to the next one because of my time. Ecclesiastes 5:6. King James or New King James? Give me. Faith speaks. And that is why my pastor did this at the early prayer. See, we are going to be speaking. Look at those words we spoke. The problem is that you speak it 3 minutes, you forget about it. Imagine you wake up every morning and you say, things are working for me so fast this month because the angels of God has gone ahead of me to clear the way. And you are saying that per minute per second. And you are saying that per minute per second. If we confess scripture the way we confess Tinubu, Obi, Buhari, Atiku, our life will don't change. Can we all read the church? Let's, you want to go. Suffer not thy mouth to cause thy flesh to sin. Neither say before the angel that it was an error. Wherefore should God be angry at thy voice and destroy the world? It's your voice. Angels and demons are everywhere. When you speak the word of God, the angels put them into being. They practicalize it for you. When you speak negative word, demons take it. And like I was explaining to them in first service, demons will take it. They will have legal right about it. They will use deductive and inductive reasoning and expand and exaggerate what you have said for you. Psalm 103 verse 20. What are you speaking? Don't say the wrong word and now say, angel, I am sorry. They are negative angels. They are positive angels. The negative angels are demons. The angels of God are the ones you call angels. Can we all together bless the Lord? You, his angels, that excel in strength, that do his commandment. Doing what? Hearkening to the... So, when you give a voice to the word of God, angels are listening to do it for you. Mokumoge Modana, is that the word of God? You know Mokumoge Modana na MMM. That was what happened to MMM. What are you saying? Can we do an experiment? Can you do a practical? How do you want this week to be for you? Lift your right hand up. Speak into that week. In the name of Jesus. Pause. It's better you say, according to the word of God. And then you speak. You know, many times you just say, this week, it go better for me. According to what? That it go better for me. It's according to what? It's according to your wish. Your wish is not what move angels. It is the word of God that you put a voice to can move angels. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. I speak this week. I shall not be in lack. I shall not want. I shall not borrow. I shall not beg. According. Do you understand that? The foundation must be the word, not your wishes. That is why it's compulsory for you to know the word of God. Don't be like the seven sons of Sceva. According to the Jesus that Paul preaches, according to the message of my pastor, according to, it shall be according to the word of God. Faith speaks. Number 3, James chapter 2. From verse 14. Sir, faith takes action. Faith is a verb. Faith is an action word. Faith is active. Faith is sharp. Faith is constant. Faith is present tense. Faith is not past tense. Faith is not future tense. Faith is present tense. It is active. Faith takes action. New King James, or any of the modern translation, give me anything apart from King James. What good is this? TCI. My TCI. If someone says he has faith, but does not have works, action, can that faith save him? Aha. Can that faith? I've shared with you a group of people praying for rain in a church. And they prayed and prayed and nothing seems to be happening. Nothing seems to be happening. And the pastor got frustrated, oh Lord, why? Why is such a... And then I opened his eyes and said, look at that place. Look at the place and saw a little child with an umbrella. And God said, that is the only person with faith in church. He said, if you came to pray for rain in church and you believe it will rain, why didn't you come with umbrella? See, it is only that little girl that has faith, that came with umbrella expecting that it will rain and he will need an umbrella. In church, many people look as if they have faith. They don't have the actions of faith. He said, can such faith help him, save him, move him forward? No. Our experiences are a proof of the fact that faith without action will make you come back another Sunday without a testimony. Continue. Verse 15. If a brother or sister is poorly dressed and lacking in food. Continue. And one of you says to them, go in peace, be warm and filled, without giving them the things needed for the body. What good is that faith? What good is that faith? Some people want to write this one down so that they can take advantage of others. It no go work. Continue, sir. Continue. So also faith by itself, if it does not have action, what is what? So faith in the heart, faith that is spoken without action is dead. Ask somebody, is your faith living or dead? Ask somebody. This one, though, now this kind of question, nobody did answer for church. It's the kind of question that we Yoruba people call Manu. Emmanuel, you know it inside. You don't tell anybody the answer. Is your faith dead? Or your faith is working? No action, it is dead. Let me ask somebody again. Say, is your faith alive or your faith is dead? Don't worry, the person will not answer you. The woman with the issue of blood, I believe if I but touch the hem, I believe if I but, all those things you say, I believe if I do, something will happen. Have you done them? The woman with the issue of blood did not only speak to herself, she took a step and did it. I believe. I saw one of my brothers, so I'm going to use his example. I believe in this area, if I start a car wash, it's going to do well. 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. Around the 4th month, my brother saw a new car wash at the same place he felt the car wash was going to work. And he saw many cars park. I believe now he also washes car there. When God wants to do a new thing, he gives the idea first to a Christian. When he doesn't do it, unbelievers do it later. Did you not notice that all the things you wanted to do, somebody else is doing it now? Because your faith lacks action. You have wasted the resources of God upon your life. He told you first. And your faith lacks action. Now you are begging for help. Your faith must be active. Please, do you understand what I've said? Number one, faith has no respect for present realities. Faith only has respect for the word of God. Number two, faith that believes. Belief speaks. Faith speaks. Number three, faith takes action. Number four, which is very important, that many people do not understand, that is why their faith does not work, is in Galatians chapter 5 verse 6. Galatians 5 verse 6. Can we all read together? For in Christ Jesus, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for but what counts? He did not say but faith. He said but faith. We are reading but faith. Walking through love. That is the problem of many people in church. The foundation of faith is love. If you are not walking in love, your faith is fake. Sir, who are you bitter against in church? Who have you sworn? I know go forgive her. But you now come and say, this week, according to the word of the Lord, Psalm 5 verse 12, the Lord will surround me with favor as a shield. He said, keep quiet, go home. Go and settle that matter. Faith works by love. Many die prayers are not faith working through love. Many bitter believers that call themselves believers. You are not a believer. Faith works through love. John 13:35. Can the old church read? Want to go? Read it again. This is our Baptist Student Fellowship motto. Oh yeah, read it again. Want to go? By this. Okay, pause. Go to verse 34. Go to verse 34. Let's take 34 and 35 together. Let's go. A new... Okay, you will not get this. Let me do it this way. Go to Matthew 22 from verse 37. Matthew 22 from verse 37. A man came to Jesus and said, what is the greatest commandment? Can you remember that? My time, but let me read quickly. And he said to him, you shall... He said, what is the greatest commandment? Okay, let's go. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. 38. This. I can't hear you now. This great and first commandment. Verse 39. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor. So what is the summary? What is the greatest commandment? You shall love the Lord your God before your heart, before your mind. That's what the Hebrews call Shema. It is found in Romans chapter 3, Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 3 is there. It's called the Shema. The Hebrews, they proclaim it. It is like the center of the Jewish religion. The Shema. And he said the second is like it. What is the second? Read it. You shall. Are we still in church? What is the second? You shall love the neighbor as yourself. They came and asked him for the summary of your testament. Do you understand this? Do you know that faith worketh by love? Is that right? Now let's go back to John 13:34. Now, Jesus has summarized the Old Testament. And he came before he died and said something again. Apart from what I taught you in the past, a new commandment. Yeah, let's use it. A new commandment I give to you. Oh, that you love one another just as I have loved you. You are also to love one another. What was the old syllabus? Love your neighbor as yourself. What is the new syllabus? Love your neighbor as Christ has loved you. What is the difference? Many of us have not even met old syllabus. And he has given us a new. As I have loved you. Not as you love yourself. As I have loved you. Died for you. And now let's go to verse 35. You think Christianity is easy, Abby? You should come to church and just lift up. Come and join me, sing hallelujah. Dance like a widow, man. Dance like a. After you dance like a widow, you will hear the truth. You must live by the truth. Let's just come, dance like a widow, do buga, do everything. But after that, let's live by the truth. And the truth is, verse 35. Verse 35, sir. By this, all people will know that you are my disciples if you love one another. Your faith is known by your love. Including your love for Fulani Hesman. I did not say your like. I say your love. That is Christianity. Including your love for Muslims. Who are your mission feed? By this shall all men know. Faith must be rooted in love. One of the amazing pictures I've ever seen, read, and watched was a woman whose only son was shot by a man. And the only son died. And the man was sentenced to life in prison in the U.S. And the woman left. I went to the prison to see the man. Even though you took the only thing that is precious to me on earth, I am a believer. I come here to let you know that I have forgiven you. I have no bitterness against you because I am a Christian. See people, they turn their neck for church. That is the test of your Christianity. A faith built on love. Sir, man, I have no apology to anybody here. You are bitter. You are living non-forgiveness. Go and forgive that person. Sir, man, that person that when you close, when he sees you passing this place, he passes that place so that you will not meet. You must meet today and greet one another. You will die. You will come and do funeral and say you are going to heaven. You might not end up there. Settle the matter today. Faith is grounded in love. Faith works by love. What does it profit a Christian that wins the argument, that wins the fight, and loses heaven? because he has refused to give love. What happens to you? Sir, what happens to you? Ma, what happens to you?
Chike. Ibro.
I'm calling my friends' names. I will add profit to it. What shall it profit you? After you have won the argument, won the fight, and your faith cannot be found anywhere. Faith is built on love. So faith has no respect for present circumstances. Faith speaks. Faith takes action. Faith operates only by love. Bad heads, let's pray together. Bad heads, let's pray together. Let's pray together. Ilebo kuria badada magada. Shama ke di ke libo kuria. Shipete ten te kiri agada. Shama libo kuria badada. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to help you. Ask the Lord to break you. Ask the Lord to. The man hurts you. The woman assassinated your character. Then you need to release yourself so that you can move forward. He said, forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. As you forgive, the Lord forgives. Father, Pastor, you don't understand. Yes, I don't. I don't. That you need to forgive. Pastor, I'm going through pain. Yes. When you release, the pain goes. Talk to the Lord. Talk to the Lord. Report the pain. Report that heartbreak. Report your anger to the Lord, but let it go. Talk about it. It might be your husband. It might be your wife. It might be your mother-in-law. Whoever it is, talk to the Lord. Faith only worketh by love. Faith only operates by love. Faith only worketh by love. Faith only operates by love. On the cross of Calvary, Jesus said, forgive them. For they know not what they are doing. Talk to the Lord. 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 Talk to him. Talk to him. Talk to him. If you are like me and many of us here that are having pain, forgiving people, and we need grace, can we just lift our two hands to him and just pray together? Oh Lord, give me grace. Give me grace. Lord, I receive your grace. I receive your grace. I receive your grace to do the right thing. Some have become monitoring spirit, monitoring hands that are up instead of praying for themselves. Lift your. Oh Lord, I receive grace to live in love, to let go of every bitterness, to forgive. I receive grace. I receive grace. In the name of Jesus. Put your hands down. The first instruction. Listen to me attentively. The first instruction for you. Don't let today pass before you said to the man. Let me share with you. I had a friend when I was looking for admission in those days. Got admission union like at that time. Unknown to me, he was very interested in a lady that is very close to me. A lady that is like part of me. And then she told the person that I sent a message to the person from Unilag that the person should come and pick the message at home. And see, the person knew him with me, looking for admission together. The person believed and went. When the person got there, he locked the door and attempted to rape the person. The person screamed and all those things, and people had to come and open the door. And imagine my anger. The person was my sister. Imagine my anger. I came back, got to town. You know, if you're an area father, you have boys. People followed me, went there, wanted to cross home. I was a believer at that time. Forget. And those people said, don't go. Egon, don't go. Leave the matter. So they went there. Carry Kotla, carry the friends. They wanted to burn everywhere down. At last, the thing was settled. And we attend the same church. I was going somewhere one day in front of a seminar. I saw the guy there. I heard the Lord. I look up. Look there. I saw. And then who did I see? I saw the guy. Go and greet him. I bind the devil. Me. Go and greet him. Me. The devil did not meet me at home. I went. Go to church. Saw him again. The other. Go talk to him. Attempted to rape my sister. I should go talk to him. He was the one that did me wrong. Lord, I promise, if he comes to talk to me, I will answer. Don't let me go. The other. Go and talk to him. We closed the service. Antioch Baptist Church came out. And I walked to him. Good afternoon. Me and the guy sitting like this to me. To live like a Christian is not easy. I still talk to him. I still settle the matter like a stupid person. We are fools for Christ. That we might obey. You will do that, sir. You will do it this week. For some people, he has given you 16 names because you are very terrible. Settle them one after the other. Today. Did you hear me? Today. He said, if you want to give your gift and you remember that somebody has something against you. Know that you have something against somebody. Anybody you have an imagination that has something against you, whether you know what the matter is or not, faith operates by love. Say to it today. Help me tell somebody, you hear? If you still have the energy to say it, please tell the person, you hear? Say, settle the matter today. Lift your hands up. Say, Lord, help me. Just help him. Say, help me. Help me. Help me to be obedient. Help me to obey you. Even when it is not easy. I give you all the glory. I give you all the honor. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed.
Thank you for sharing the moment with us. We hope you have been blessed and we look forward to hearing from you. You can reach us via WhatsApp, SMS or calls on 090-1137-1118. You can visit or worship with us at the Citadel of Impact, New Estate Baptist Church, behind Silver Mall, near Sakale Bus Stop, Buhari Expressway, Duse Alaji, Abuja. Or join us on Facebook and YouTube at NEBC Duse Abuja, on Instagram at TCI_Abuja, or MixLR audio channel at TCI-Abuja. Our worship time is 7:30 a.m., 9 a.m., and 10:30 a.m. on Sundays, and on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. Till we come your way again, stay blessed and stay safe. Grace to you.